This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
We really hope you guys enjoy this episode of DST. Before you listen, though, we have to issue a trigger warning and maybe even two trigger warnings. We are talking about disordered eating in this episode, things that we have gone through recently ourselves. We are also talking about sobriety, falling off the wagon. So if any of these subject matters feel like they might not suit you right now and they might not enrich your life, they might just make you spin out, take some time for yourself. Don't listen to the episode or just listen to a little bit. Take some breaks. Take care of yourself. That's the most important thing.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. And today we have a Dear DST for you. But before we get started, what's new, Rem?
Okay, what's new requires a bit of a trigger warning. I got really, really sick from, I think, McDonald's or Nerds or Cinnabon or a combination of the three.
Sick to your stomach?
Yes.
Nauseous?
Nauseous, vomitous, up all night with the sweats.
What did you have at McDonald's real quick? I'm just curious. Like
two cheeseburgers, five nuggets, a Cinnabon, fries.
Okay.
Ketchup.
See, like, that doesn't sound like a lot of food. Do you always have a bad reaction when you eat fast food?
Not at all.
Huh.
I usually have a very okay reaction.
And what do you think it was?
I don't know. I know I ate a bunch of Nerds as well. Multicolored Nerds before
Nerds.
Bed. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but my stomach was not happy. I was up all night. And then finally at 5 a.m., I threw up. And it relieved me of all the nauseous feelings and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so much better. But also during the throwing up, I had this moment of like disorderedness again, where I was kind of just like, yes. Like, this cancels out the meal. I can start this day not with this stuff in my system anymore. And it really took me back to like attempting that kind of disordered eating in high school. And I'm feeling like just weird about it, guilty about it. I know it's totally normal that like people regress and have these thoughts and stuff, but I would be really stupid, I think, if I didn't connect it to the fact that we are in bathing suit season. And even though I was very excited about my bathing suits privately by myself in a dressing room or like in front of my boyfriend, when it comes to pool parties and the conversations around pool parties, I've been around some people who are very unhappy with their bodies, who have been trying to get smaller and talking about all of that with me. And I think it's really gotten into my head.
Saying like, oh, I need to drop a few pounds before summer, or like saying what kinds of things to you?
Do I look fat? Am I too fat to pull this off?
Okay, yeah, and that's pretty direct.
We're trying to get healthy, but I know that healthy really means thin in that, you know, like if it has something to do with your clothing, it's not really about like your blood.
100%. No, when people say get healthy, but they actually mean get skinny, it's kind of a pet peeve of mine. And I
know what they're trying to do is they're not trying to like trigger how I feel about those words or whatever.
Well, and I think also they might really equate skinny with healthy. Weight loss, yeah. Which many of us do. And you know, sometimes it can mean that you're getting healthy, but sometimes it can mean you're getting unhealthy. You know, mm-hmm. it's not a catch all.
Sometimes it's just the byproduct to getting healthy.
Totally. But I was watching Cheer on Netflix.
Right.
And there was a part where they were all getting on the scale and weighing themselves. And they were saying, yeah, we have to weigh ourselves every week because, you know, Coach Monica wants us to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And obviously, she
those
wants
girls
them to
are
stay.
Healthy. Yeah, like we know what they can do with their bodies. They are very physically fit.
Yeah, very physically fit.
She's being that guy in Bring It On who's like, little girls go higher.
Yep, and telling girls to basically skip meals. I mean, I'm not saying that's happening, but like this verbiage of like, yeah, it's just to make sure we stay healthy. Why do you need to get on the scale to make sure you're staying healthy? Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure you would know that anyway.
So a lot of those convos have been swirling around me. Other people feeling very insecure about their bodies, which makes me not makes me feel. I allow myself to feel insecure as well. And yeah, it really fucking threw me for a loop because my eyes are bulging. My skin is hot. I'm throwing up. There's vomit all over my bathroom. And my thought is like, good. Like that just really, it made me very nervous.
Yeah, no, I've been there, mm-hmm. first of all. I just want to be clear. You never had bulimia or you never like made yourself throw up.
No, I tried.
You tried and failed.
Right. And so this felt like, even though I didn't do it, yeah. I don't know. It was just, yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't make herself throw up.
No,
she was actually
sick.
No.
I was throwing up almost in my bed and had to run to the bathroom. It wasn't.
Oh God. That's the fucking worst. I'm sorry you went through that. But I relate to this so hard as somebody who was bulimic,
yeah.
as somebody who has thought at many times when I'm too full, mm-hmm. that uncomfortable feeling. Oh, it would be so easy just to go to the bathroom and just get rid of this. Or when I have been sick, mm-hmm. I have had similar thoughts like
yeah.
that feeling of emptiness is addictive. Mm. But
also it's coupled with now I feel relief from the hurt
yeah,
and the being
sure.
up. And so what I know that there is a genuinely good feeling of thank God the stuff is out of my body because it was making me feel bad.
It was hurting my insides.
It was hurting my insides, but then coupled with, oh, good, because of this other thing.
Yeah. And there's something underneath it. I think acknowledging it is important. And I think it's great that you did that. And it makes perfect sense why it would be happening now. Because mm-hmm. you are making a conscious effort mm-hmm. to be more accepting of your body and how it naturally is changing. And also to like be more open-minded about these concepts that we're talking about. And
yeah.
And I'm doing the same thing too. But it doesn't always come natural, right? Mm-hmm. Like these things are going to come up that make you feel bad. And unfortunately, wearing less clothing in the summer, all the sweat, mm-hmm. you know, may possibly chafing, you know, mm-hmm. other things that happen with your body, it can be triggering.
But just get some Mega Babe instead.
I'd get some Mega Babe. Shout out to Katie Storino.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you're being honest with that. Can I admit something to you?
Yeah.
I didn't say this or plan this or anything.
Yeah.
The other day, our producer, Aliza, was talking to us about this supplement called berberine.
Uh-huh.
And I've been seeing it on TikTok a lot. People are calling it Nature's Ozempic.
Right.
Which, by the way, guys, it's not Nature's Ozempic. It doesn't do the same thing. But I'm not going to get into that today. But I saw one of these videos and I was having a low point. This was maybe like a week and a half ago. I had just gotten stitches in my lip. I was feeling not great about myself and I ordered berberine on Amazon.
No.
Yeah. And you know, like I took it for a couple days just in the morning.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And do I consider this a relapse? No, I don't. But it was a moment of
weakness.
Can I
ask a rude question?
Sure.
Why don't you consider it that?
Why don't I consider it that? I guess.
Like, why am I feeling, I never even had bulimia, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm feeling like a deep relapse from a thought.
Yeah, I guess the answer is if I considered every complicated thought I had or every.
As a relapse.
Yeah, then I'd be relapsing every other day. So that, I guess that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But what changed it for me, and I, you know, it's been put away. I have not taken it. And it's very uncharacteristic of me to take medical advice from TikTok.
Yeah.
It's so unlike me.
Yeah.
But that is just to kind of demonstrate it doesn't matter where you are or how much work you've done or how far you've come. You're still prone to feeling like, oh, well, if I, like, what's an easy fix? If I just did this one thing, maybe I would feel totally better about myself. Mm. And the fact is, no, you won't. And what changed it for me is I started reading, I actually looked into the science of it and actual studies that have been done or the lack thereof. There have not been a lot of studies. Mm-hmm. And
but also, even if there were, and even if this was a perfect weight loss drug, do you genuinely look at yourself still and go, that's a person that needs to lose weight?
Sometimes I do.
Wow.
But
oh, no.
But I know that it's not.
You know rationally it's not true.
Yeah, I know it's not real.
Okay.
Well, another thing happened, which is I was walking my dog and there are these guys that hang outside the corner deli. Uh-huh. Like right on my street, and I see them every day, and my dog Yahtzee likes to hang out with them. Like he'll sit down with them for like 45 minutes and refuse to get up.
And just got us talk about some stuff.
And they love him so much. Mm-hmm. And so I see them every morning, and usually I'm wearing sweats because it's 8:30 in the morning. Later that day, I walk and I turn the same corner and I'm wearing an outfit because I'm going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this guy says to me like, wow, you're tiny. Mm-hmm. You're tiny. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're like tiny. Like I'm always seeing you. You're always wearing these big sweatshirts and these big sweatpants. He just kept going like, big.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh,
but
Jesus.
You're not
like,
big.
You're tiny. Yeah, you're talking to me like you thought I was a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I think, really got under my skin. And then like,
wait, but he said you were tiny. But also, fuck this guy.
No, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Also, this guy's perfectly fine. Like, it's not, whatever. Now I feel bad for saying fuck this guy.
I'm saying fuck this guy.
But the point is, like, that got in my head. And then, you know, every time I leave the house, now I'm looking in the mirror thinking, like, do I look tiny
tinier.
Or do I look big?
Yeah.
In my big old sweatpants.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
So I think that compounded with me, you know, seeing all these videos on TikTok that's like, oh, you just take this thing and like it reduces your appetite. I was like snatched in 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, maybe this will give me an edge.
Emily.
But I don't.
Okay, when these things happen, do you talk to a therapist about it?
No, I need a new therapist.
Okay.
I don't have a therapist.
We're both in our therapist like wasteland right now.
Yeah.
Emily was tired of giving her spiel to new people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what happened was my therapist stopped taking my insurance. So then I switched therapists. Then I had to tell the new therapist my whole life story again, which mm-hmm. I fucking hate. Mm-hmm. And then she left the practice. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't afford her anymore. So then I was like, you know what? I think I'm good with therapy.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I should have a therapist.
Yeah, no, I should be a little honest as well. I left my therapist because I felt I was not being heard. And so I said, you will hear nothing from me then. And it's not smart. Like,
yeah.
I desperately need to get back into therapy. I think this was like the wake up call for me because I was like, oh, look how fine I've been. And I don't know.
Well, that's the thing about therapy is that you feel fine. So then you don't look for a therapist. But then when you don't feel fine, you don't feel well enough to look for a therapist.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cycle that repeats itself.
Yeah, it's a snake eating its tail.
It truly is. But yeah, I mean, maybe that should be our assignment this month is like, go find some therapists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been out of therapy for a couple of years and I really had convinced myself that I was doing great without one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think partially from doing this podcast, but it's not a bad thing. I think it is a good thing. I am realizing certain ways in that I'm still deficient
mm-hmm.
and certain ways that I still can improve. And I think that's good, but I think I need professional help and not just being alone with my thoughts.
It's what you said on the therapy episode that you're like, you can't just start intuitive eating without a therapist guide or somebody like helping you through it. Otherwise, like your intuitions, quote unquote, might become disorder, you know, like
yeah.
there are mornings still where I'll wake up and I'll go, I'm too lazy to go make myself breakfast. And then it'll get to noon and I'll go, well, good. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that you're even thinking like, oh, well, I didn't eat till noon.
That's so great. Bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, I always have to tell you guys because I'm feeling guilty. And now I'm glad that you brought up yours, too, because it must have felt like a very heavy secret.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, because I didn't talk to you about it beforehand.
Yeah, you didn't tell me.
Like, I didn't. And I'm getting triggered by all the Ozempic talk and all the, you know, Andy Cohen saying to the housewives on Bravo, like,
you on Ozempi?
Is everyone here on Ozempi? Like, it's a cute little thing. And I'm just like, oh, well, other people have this edge and I don't have this edge. And but then I stop and think and I'm like, well, I don't really need an edge. Like, what does that even mean? But then I'm like, oh, well, if I could just take this supplement and like end up snatched for the summer, like that would be great.
But you,
like,
but what does that, you are snatched. You are a snatched human being.
I guess I just don't see it. I guess I just don't see it. And I want to move away from that because I'm like, I don't need to like be in shape to be a worthy human being.
Literally.
It's just something that's been ingrained in me since I was very young is that like, it's important to look good. And yeah, I mean, you guys get it. The ones who get it, get it.
But, I think they get it.
But
I,
don't, it, but don't it, not, don't take berberine. Like do as I say, not as I did. Like don't take it just because people are saying that it's great. Like actually look into it and talk to your doctor about it because there are side effects.
What were they?
Well, I didn't have, actually didn't have bad side effects. Okay. I mean, it made me poop a lot more.
Yeah, but that's when it. You're thinking in a disordered way.
I was happy about
I
it.
I get excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I wasn't unhappy about yeah. it. Let's put it that way. It wasn't like diarrhea.
I feel like we have regressed.
Well, sometimes I feel like we take one step forward and then two steps back.
Yeah, I feel like we've taken like six steps back yeah. in this episode.
But this is what I'm saying is like being honest with yourself and now yeah. we're being honest with the listeners about it. I think that's part of the process.
Yeah.
You know, if I kept hiding.
So many people must look at probably the both of us or whatever and go, oh, well. Okay, so they're healed and they get to be thin. If I were a listener, I also, and I've said this to you, been like, the optics are not good.
No, yeah.
You know, yeah. like this makes no sense.
And I've been in that boat before too, where I've been like, why is that person, like what? Who gave that person the right?
The permission.
The permission.
Yeah. Also, I promised you guys that I would do a bikini try on or whatever.
Oh yeah, which I was anxiously awaiting.
Yes. And then I spiraled out and I was like, some people are going to think I am.
Boasting.
Oh yeah. Boasting. Too thin, too hot. They're gonna get too turned on.
I would get too turned on. I'm getting turned on just being next to you. But,
and at the same time, some people on the other side's thinking, this woman is disgusting. Mm-hmm. She's too big. How dare she have the confidence? You know, like, and I was like, oh, I would like to not be perceived at all then.
Yeah. We want to not be perceived.
But no, that's something that like I do want to work through. I don't want anybody's potential opinions of me that aren't even my business to affect how like I live my life and
that's
the decisions that I make.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I do think that the decision was like, I don't really post this kind of content.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I also don't think it would be very helpful to people because I got all the shit at TJ Maxx, which means you're not going to be able to find it anyway. It's all gone. Like, who would it be benefiting? Unless I genuinely feel, oh, I look so good in these things, in this poses, in this moment. There's no reason for me to put it up.
Yeah. I feel like the point would be, it would be more of a challenge for you.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the point of it.
We have to get back to where you were in October, because you were doing really, really well.
I was
doing even a little okay.
I really think it is summer. I really think it is summer. Like
summer,
summer, summer bodies, summer bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the summer bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
So we have this Dear DST that I think fits in perfectly, actually, with the concept of falling off the wagon or, you know. Dear DST, thank you for bringing so much humor and happiness to my ears each week. Listening to you both feels like catching up with old pals, and I appreciate your insights. Thank you. Emily mentioned being alcohol-free for the past few months. I've also been on an alcohol-free journey since October, and I would love to hear more about how you handle the challenges that come up. What prompted the decision not to drink? Do you have any tips for how to be sober in social situations? What changes have you noticed about yourself? Has it affected your body image at all? Have friends and family been supportive? Do you feel compelled to tell people? And what do you say when people ask? And then what are your go-to mocktails? She said, I personally stopped drinking because it didn't seem to add anything to my life anymore, and I didn't want to deal with hangovers. I feel really proud of and happy with my decision, and I've been wanting to hear more about it from you two. Thanks so much, Sparkling Water Betch.
Thank you for asking, yeah. Sparkling Water Betch. I mean, we haven't gone too in-depth with this.
Yeah, let's start with you.
Okay, so I stopped drinking. Well, see, this is the tough part for me is finding the language. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I haven't talked that much about it is because I'm not technically on a sobriety journey. I just was noticing that alcohol wasn't agreeing with me very much. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take a break and that has lasted. So
and that was in October that you started? Or I thought it was before.
It was actually September.
Yeah.
September 5th. I'm looking at my app right now.
Oh, nice.
So it's been 9 months. And in this email, you said it's been since October for you. So that's about 8 months. Congrats. That's great. I'm happy it's agreeing with you. What prompted the decision? I really just wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's really as simple as that. So I would drink. I wouldn't drink every day. I was very much like a weekend warrior drinker. Mm. And I would drink always with other people. But I would drink a lot to quell my anxiety. Mm. I have a lot of social anxiety and just anxiety about life in general. Who doesn't? Am I right? So I would have a couple drinks and it would absolutely help my anxiety. Mm. I will never tell somebody that drinking does not help your anxiety because it does
not help mine.
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
A couple drinks initially would help.
Right.
But then as I would continue on, which I always would want to do, mm-hmm. it would actually make it worse.
Sloppy.
So by the end of the night, mm-hmm. I'd be so anxious. I would not feel like I was connecting with people. Mm-hmm. I would feel extremely alienated from people, actually. And quite often I would end the night in tears. So it really wasn't a question like, should I take a break from drinking or not? Mm-hmm. It was like, this is actually destroying my life right now. Like, this is destroying me and making me incredibly anxious. I also had really bad hangovers. I didn't have bad, like, nausea or headaches or throwing up, anything like that. It was emotional and mental. So mm-hmm. I would just have the worst hangover anxiety just for the entire day, just thinking like, what did I do last night? What did I say last night? How did I fuck everything up last night?
Yeah.
Even if there was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just no good feelings. Just no good feelings. And sometimes it is tempting to, when I'm out with friends, I want to have a drink. I do, because it is a fun thing to do. It's a fun way to unwind.
What do you do with your hands?
What do you do with your hands? Yes. But I just remind myself that one or two drinks, it never stops there. Mm-hmm. I just know that after, first of all, for me personally, if I'm not getting drunk, there's no point.
If your hands are feeling empty and you're like having a moment where you're like, oh, I want a drink. Are you a sparkling water bitch? Do you have a favorite mocktail?
Yeah. So she says, what are your go-to mocktails? Mm-hmm. It's Coca-Cola, biatch.
That's a good one.
It's Coca-Cola. And I'm telling you, it tastes better than any alcoholic beverage. I love it. I love, like, I will meet.
Have you guys heard about Coca-Cola?
And if you go to a Mexican restaurant, people are getting margaritas. That's when I get jealous. Like, that's when I get like, oh, like, maybe I want a spicy marg, you know?
But you could have a spicy virgin marg.
So I could.
Yeah.
I just don't really see the point because I like the taste of Coke
do
better.
Do you try mocktails?
Yeah, I've tried them. I just...
Will you try No, I'm just...
Sometimes I make mocktails at home. Like, I'll make... Fresca is a great mixer. Like, I'll do Fresca with, like, some ginger mm-hmm. or, like, an orange peel.
Yeah. My cousin, we did a Vanderpump Viewing watch party, and she made alcohol-free pumptinis.
Oh, that's fun.
And I will say, I think that is my favorite mocktail. You gotta add in the muddled raspberries.
Ooh.
Because it does something real. It's great texture and it makes you take it. it takes a longer time to drink your mocktail.
Yeah.
Because you're eating too.
Yeah, that's another thing.
And it's a fun textural experience.
Yeah, no, I love some crushed berries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would do mocktails, but usually I don't just because they're like, they're usually more expensive. Like I'll just.
Right.
I go to, you know, Mexican restaurants, they always have Mexican Coke in a bottle. And I just, I derive such joy and pleasure from it. It's just so good. Like you still feel like you're having something fun.
It's definitely a fun treat.
Yeah. And like, I don't drink Coke every day, but I just really like it. So I feel like I'm having a something fun. I'm like partying a little bit. I have something to hold and it's nice and cold and refreshing. And so that's my go-to. The question about what to tell people or what do people say? I personally don't want to get in a whole conversation with everybody I know about it. If they ask, why are you not drinking or are you pregnant? You know, I don't want to get in a whole discussion. I just say, really bad hangovers. That's what I say.
Mm. I just always say, yeah, I don't really drink because it's true. I don't really drink. Sometimes I will.
Yeah.
But like for the most part, no.
Yeah. But especially since you said you really do have bad hangovers, it's the easiest.
That's a really good excuse.
It is the most accessible. When people hear you say, yeah, I was getting really bad hangovers, they instantly understand what you were going through. And they're like, oh yeah, it makes total sense.
Totally.
Whereas it's so funny because I feel like if I were to be like, yeah, well, the thing is like I would drink and I'd get like kind of anxious and not want to be around people. Like I feel like it's so much
more. You just need to drink more.
Exactly.
You just, yeah.
Or like, you're just not fun.
Can I tell you something insane? And then we'll get back to this person's questions. One of the people who convinced me to stop drinking as much recently, when I was drinking to try and be fun for a party, said, I'm so proud of you. You're drinking and being fun.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, so anything I do, you're going to want me to do the opposite.
That's so funny.
Like, this is literally a person who was like, you can't handle your alcohol. You should stop drinking. And I was like, good, agree.
But they saw you handling your alcohol and they were proud.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Like that sounds like that's what it was. Is this person sober?
No.
So why? So they just advised you to cut down on alcohol because they saw, like, how it affected you.
You cry all the time and throw up when you have more than two glasses of wine.
See, you know what's so funny? I feel like these things can change because I used to not be like that. I swear to God, I never had any health problems in my entire 20s. And now I'm like getting them tenfold in my 30s. Like
What are we qualifying as health problems?
I just mean like you're right, because I had an eating disorder.
Yeah. But,
true. That could have been described as a health problem.
Yeah, a little
for
one.
For sure. Just a little one. But I never got hangovers. I barely like ever got symptoms from my period. Mm-hmm. Like I never got sick. Like,
yeah.
And now I feel like the wind blows in the wrong direction and I get the flu.
Ill.
Yeah, I never got hangovers and I never got anxious from drinking or sick from drinking. Then in my 30s, it changed. So
sometimes things change and you have to change with them.
Yeah. But that is not to say that I will never have a drink again.
This person, though, she said, do you have any tips for how to be sober in social situations? Do you have your greatest hits of tips?
Yeah, I think naturally this happens. You start hanging out with people who you genuinely want to hang out with.
Yeah.
So like, I just don't go to things as much, but I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
That probably sounds kind of lame. I just don't go
to
things
as much.
Well,
it just sounds like you had a lot of party friends.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a lot of party friends, but I think I would say yes to things sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd be like, whatever, I'll just get drunk.
Yeah. My favorite tip is like relish the fact that you're going to remember all of this and that your friends will not.
It is
like
fun.
I love
watching drunk people.
My drunk friends movies, or you know, like a movie of them basically that I'm not involved in because I'm dead ass sober or whatever. Yeah. But I'm just like, this is fun. It's like my own reality show.
Do you find that you're able to like maintain your energy longer? Because that actually is something that, like, I thought I wouldn't be able to stay out late if I wanted to, or like, you know, but actually it's the opposite, because when you're drinking, you get to a point where like the alcohol just knocks you out and you're running on pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
When you're sober, you're just like, you're present. And even if you're tired, it's a different type of tired.
Yeah, no, I should recount that. I am not sober.
No, you're not.
I will still be high, but I will not be drunk.
That is actually a good distinction, though. I'm not sober either. I smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like, sober is absolutely the wrong word.
Yeah.
Alcohol-free is a better word. But I don't even like to commit to that.
I'm not even alcohol free. Again, I was being quote unquote fun this weekend.
Right. Yeah, but was the next day fun? That's the question.
Yeah, because I really didn't end up drinking that much.
Okay, good.
I was just
if you can stop at two, guys, like that's great.
Yeah.
I just for me, I just don't have an off switch. It's not I don't consider myself an addict. It's just like I just really, truly don't see
the point. I just have like a really addictive personality.
I'm just too much fun.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, I just don't see the point. Could I have one drink? Yeah, but I don't like the taste of alcohol. So
you know
why
what my favorite person not drinking story is? Is I went on a bachelorette once and one of the other girls on the trip was 9 months pregnant. So you know this woman was not drinking. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, okay, we'll see you after the club. And she's like, I'm coming. And we're like,
oh my God,
what?
That's awesome.
And this woman partied so hard without drinking at all. She was on banquettes and stuff and like on tables and had sparklers and stuff. And
how?
I don't know.
With her fetus, dancing inside of her?
I just thought it was so cool that she could do that.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm so impressed by that.
It also, well, it could either be two things. One, she just needed to party because she's been like fucking on her back and pregnant.
Yeah.
Or two, which is the party mentality of trying to be fun.
Yeah.
When you know that you need to be fun for your friend because this is their occasion and they just desperately need it to be fun. And so then you cosplay fun and you end up having fun.
Yes, I've done that before because, and also especially if you've decided not to drink, mm-hmm. then you're like, well, I can't be the wet blanket.
Yeah.
I still need to bring it.
Yeah.
Even if I have nothing in my system. So then that, it's so funny that this came up because like I had an experience where I went to a birthday party and I thought I was going to last like 10 minutes. Like mm-hmm. I went there and I was just not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up there until like 3 o'clock in the morning, just like
oh, nice.
Bumping and grinding.
Sober.
And sober, dead ass sober.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think I was that type of person. Like I said, I say no to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now. So I do think like don't.
I like socializing more. Now that I like know that it's not about drinking, it's just about like kind of being there and like enjoying the moment.
I feel present.
Like, yeah.
I feel so much less anxious talking to people.
Yeah.
I used to talk to people and I would be thinking the entire time, am I doing something weird? Am I moving my eyes? Like, are my eyes starting too much?
Yeah.
Now I'm just like very present. And especially if they're drinking, I'm like, well, they're more likely to do something embarrassing than me right now.
And they're going to forget any embarrassing thing I do.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
I think that's one of my favorite tips is just kind of try to like enjoy the other people for how drunk they are.
Yeah. Feed off of their energy.
Yeah.
And it's also funny. Like it's just funny. It's fun. Like there's no reason why you can't be fun or have fun without drugging yourself, essentially.
Yeah, without like, imbibing.
Alcohol is a drug. Like, I'm not, you know, no judgment, but it is. It's altering your brain. So it's easier to let go of your inhibitions, but you can still do that without it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
I also love watching other people's inhibitions, like, because they're drinking, their inhibitions go away. But, like, that makes me less inhibited because now I get to come down to your level and, like, you're talking like a kindergartner. You know, like you are not smart in this moment. And I get to just be like, OK, cool. I'm going to lower the bar, too.
Right.
But I'm not drinking during it.
Like you're being silly and
I'm being
giving
silly.
Me the permission to be silly, too.
Yeah. Finally, your other best friend when not drinking and not knowing what to do is games. There have been bars that have been trying to include people like us by bringing little Jenga towers into their establishments.
Life-size Jenga.
Life-size Jenga.
Always a good time.
Little Jenga. They give you something to do with your hands, you know?
Yeah.
And it turns all the other drunk people into like scientists because they're like wasted. And then you put a Jenga tower down and suddenly they're like very attentive. And
yeah,
it's really fun. And it's just games are great. To distract you and to
and it's a social activity.
It's a social activity.
You're bonding with people.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do that I need to start doing again? I always had dice in my purse.
Ooh.
So that like when I would go to bars and stuff, I was still drinking at the time, but I would always play Yahtzee. So like, because all you need is a paper. You just ask the bartender for a paper. I remember all the points.
Yes.
So that could be another thing. Just go to the park with your friends. They're drinking. Mm-hmm. You say, Yahtzee, anyone?
Mm-hmm. You can also still be involved in drinking games. If there's like a flip cup something, get somebody else to drink for you or just sub in water or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still flip those cups. Still get active.
I love flip cups.
Yeah.
The one thing that we didn't answer. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, a couple things. So one thing, has it affected your body image at all? If at all, only positively. Because my hangovers would be terrible body image days. Mm. So like not having that, I feel more consistently normal and not, you know, if I feel anxious, I know that it's because I feel anxious. It's not this substance mm-hmm. that was affecting my dopamine levels that is making me feel anxious. It's, you know, something real. Have your family and friends been supportive? Yes, 100%. My family's not a big drinking family, so they're honestly like kind of proud. Like I think, you ever been around like drinking families?
Yeah.
Like families that get so fucked up together. That would be hard to be sober and go home to Thanksgiving and everyone's rowdy, but my family's just not like that. Mm-hmm. As far as my friends go, they've all taken breaks at one time or another, so it's really not that abnormal. I have a lot of friends who are sober, so or just don't drink that much.
No, and that's lucky for you, because there's a lot of people that the second you stop drinking, they are very offended, as if you've told them that they need to stop drinking too.
Yeah. Has that happened to you?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying from like experiences of my friends who are like legitimately sober and have had really tough times with other people. Like there's another thing where I've forgotten a friend was sober before and I'll offer them something and they're like, no, I'm sober. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry I forgot. And they're like, no, it's okay. It's my thing.
Right.
You know, like it's not.
It's actually nice of you to offer me a drink.
Exactly. Or it's not. Yeah. Nice of you to offer me a drink or a smoke or whatever. But then also not being the person that's going to be. And this I've literally watched one of my friends who is in recovery be told by a guy, why can't you just have one drink? You can't just have one. And it's like, no, she literally cannot.
Because she's an alcoholic.
Because she's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I can't even imagine a world in which somebody would think that's an okay question to ask. But,
no, because they don't get it.
But how do you not get alcoholism? Like, I thought everybody understood.
I think that I didn't believe in allergies.
Right.
Like, the medicine says it exists, but because I haven't experienced it, I cannot understand.
Once again, Remy, I'm going to reiterate. That was when you were 5.
I know.
No, but somebody did say that to me when I was, because I am not sober. So I think it's okay that this person asked me this. It was a legitimate question.
Yeah.
She was like, couldn't you just have one? Like if you were having problems with alcohol, like couldn't you just have one? And the answer to that is yes. I just don't see the point. I don't like the taste.
Right.
If it's not going to fuck me up, what's the point?
Yeah.
And that's just me. Yeah, but best of luck, sparkling water bitch.
Yeah, and if anybody gives you a tough time, just DM us and we'll tell you how to deal with those people. But also, if somebody doesn't like you anymore because you can't drink around them, like, they're not a real friend.
Yeah, and it might fuck up some of your plans. Like my friends are going to New Orleans in a couple months. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go to New Orleans.
Mm.
And the reason is because like, it's a huge drinking culture and my friends are going to be drinking. And I'm just like, will I have fun?
My friend's not coming to our friend's bachelor party because she has endometriosis and she has so many dietary restrictions, doesn't drink because of it anymore. And she's like, it's all group meals. It's all group drinking. I am going to feel so left out and also that I'll have to make accommodations for myself. Like I'd rather just not go. Sometimes you do have to say that I will
totally
miss her.
Valid.
Yeah, but I get it.
I get it. And something that people don't talk about very often is when you're not drinking and you go out to dinner and people get bottles of wine and they split the bill evenly.
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
Well,
I went to a birthday brunch at this Russian restaurant people were ordering vodka. It was the middle of the day. I don't even know that I would have been drinking vodka, even if I was drinking. Mm-hmm. But I was like, do you really think I'm paying for this vodka? Mm-hmm. I looked this guy in the eye, and luckily we're close enough that I could do that. I was like, do you really think I'm paying for this vodka?
Yeah.
And he was like, you're not drinking? I was like, no, I'm not drinking. He's like, oh no, we'll take off the vodka. So like, assert your boundaries, tell people right. that you're not paying for their bottles of vodka.
That's how she decided she's not coming on the trip, was I was like, oh, do you think the fixed prices for these meals includes alcohol? Because I'm not going to be drinking and I don't want to, like, yeah. I just went to another dinner that it was like doubled because yeah. other people were drinking. I wasn't. And then she was like, oh shit, you're right. Also, my endo is going to make this trip impossible for me. I'm not coming. And I was like, okay.
Bachelor parties low-key sucks.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. But I, again, now that we're having this conversation, like, I was thinking about going to like both of the group dinners. I'm like, maybe I should just go to one and meet up with them for the events after that don't involve drinking.
Yeah, you know, it can be a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
It can be.
They literally gave us like a doodle to fill out with options that you don't have to go to the dinner. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all things to consider. But if you're thinking about taking a break, just take a break.
Just like, take a break.
It ended up being really great for me. But if it wasn't, or if I found that it was stupid or pointless, I could just go back to drinking. It's not that big of a deal. So
yeah, your best friends are, I'm not drinking right now, because then people don't go, oh no, mm-hmm. we've lost her.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we have to care about those people, but just say it just softens the blow for people who really liked you as a party friend.
Right.
I get really bad hangovers.
It's the easiest.
That's the best. I remember our times more.
Oh,
it's more fun.
That's nice. I'm more present.
Yeah, I'm more present, and I can actually.
But that's a
little
bit like woo woo.
Or how about I can last longer actually if I'm not drinking. The pregnant woman was out all night.
It's true.
The rest of us were like throwing up in the streets.
You know, it's true, because when you're drinking, you start fading at a certain point, and the only way to keep going is to keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the drinking begets more drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's
I feel
biblical.
Like it's so funny, because when I started talking about this, I was like, I'm not against, you know, drinking alcohol at all. And by the end of it, I felt like it's shifted to like alcohol is poison and it just makes you want to drink more. But it's like,
no, for the people who love their drinking, I love it for them.
Yeah,
like, I love to see somebody who really lets loose.
And trust me, I had a lot of fun in my 20s drinking.
Yeah.
It's just, it just doesn't really fit into my life that much currently. So
yeah,
that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. Let us know what you think. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Great review, subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com. Betches.